Welcome back to another episode of Pardon the Confusion.
Yes, welcome back. My name is Wendy.
And I am Stephanie. And we are missing our third host, but it's okay.
He's out on illness.
He's recovering. But we're trying to make sure that we didn't miss an episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
We're getting there.
Managing
game stress.
Yeah.
And then like NWSL in general stress.
Yeah.
And what is it? I don't know why, but I'm already looking at the way the table's looking.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the fucking second game and I'm still looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's looking pretty interesting with Chicago in first place.
Yeah.
And Portland in last.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new one. That's fun to think about, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then you always find Angel City in the middle.
Somehow, yeah, they're either in the bottom and then towards like more into the season, they're middle. In the middle, and then they're up here and then they're down there.
Yeah, so we're hoping for a better one.
Yeah.
But Friday's game was a good game, right?
Yeah,
it was a good game. I'm always excited when they play against Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're filled with a lot of Brazilians. So I feel like that kind of tests like the speed and everything that it is. Angel City's defense,
because
mm-hmm. I mean, Angel City has kind of been known for having a really good defense.
Yes.
So I am excited, and then let's see how this goes. But starting lineups, who did we have in goal this time
for Angel City?
Yes.
For Angel City is the Angela Anderson.
Angelina Anderson, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good that she's sticking with the same person.
Yeah, I feel like she's giving...
Like she's giving her time.
Yes.
And I think that's what they are all going to need if we're going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our usual center back pair of Sarah Gordon and Paige Nielsen, which is good because they just know each other.
Yeah.
They just know each other. They know where they're going to be at, and It kind of reminds me of Tigres' defense with Cristina Ferral and Greta Espinosa.
Mm-hmm.
They just know where they're going to be at, you know?
Yeah.
Even though Greta and Cristina, they have like fucking 6 years knowing each other. But that's what it feels like with Paige Nielsen and Sarah Gordon right now. And then we have on the outside, Riley and Emma.
Mignola.
Always a threat with Mignola on the side. And Riley, of course. So I thought, cool, keeping the defense where it's at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I was like, okay, defense. Whew, we're good. And then midfield, she's using the same as last week's.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Maybe we should have done a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this time with Le'Veon, but I don't know what's going on with Clarice Le'Veon.
I know.
So
I keep asking you what's going on with her.
You know what? I'd like to know because I think the first game she was watching from the stands.
And she wasn't even in the bench.
No, she wasn't dressed. No. And I don't think she traveled. To the Orlando game. So I don't know if it's a matter of
maybe like
cansancio, or maybe, or I don't know. No sé por qué no está Clarice.
Because she still comes out in the practices videos.
Yeah, and stuff. She's in practices. Están prácticas, pero I don't know what's going on there.
But she would be a good midfielder.
Yeah. And then, so we have Megan Dory Howard in there with Amandine Henry and Kennedy Fuller, which I think, cool, le está dando chance again. But I think we should kind of like manage how it's going, like trying to not leave too much on them, on the younger ones. So would have loved to see Amandine. I mean, Clarice let me on there.
Yeah.
Just to give, like, you know, okay, you got your first taste of your first game. Now we're going to bring you down in the second one, you know?
Yeah, like to bring her in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so for our forwards. I was, like, happy that we had Messiah Bright right there. And esta Alyssa Thompson. So, okay. Tienes a ellas dos. Y, you know, they know each other from there. And then the fact that que las dos son rápidas, it's good. But then we have Claire Emsley, which I don't know qué pasa de one partido to another. So, like, the first game, sentí como que Claire no parecía. This game, she was playing really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if this is just because se regresaron a Orlando, and Orlando is su ex club or whatever. And, you know, maybe quería be like, hey, you let me go, blah, 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 you know? But where was this?
At the first game.
In the first game.
Yeah.
So I was bummed that she didn't play like this in the first game. Because maybe we could have got a little bit more. But, you know. So starting on up. You see it. What do you think?
I feel like they were kind of good for the most part. Like attacking. But then... I feel like it's a descontrolor. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a little bit more attacking. I feel like now with them losing the first game, it was like a little bit of a fuel to be like, let's not make it a repeat, you know? But todavía, it's a little bit of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, es lo que yo pensé. Que fue como tipo continuación. Del otro partido, que llegaban y llegaban y llegaban y either le pegaban en el poste o no entraba la pelota. And, y eso es lo que me hizo pensar, like, okay, you know, ¿qué les hace falta? Like, I don't know if it's the whole que están esperando, like, que regrese Kristen, or I don't know, pero I just feel like no acababan.
Yeah.
No acababan ninguno de los plays. No acababan, like, nothing. And I'm like, okay, what are we doing? What are we missing?
There's
what?
A lot of resistance.
Yeah. And, like, pero también la midfield jugó bien. So, eso es lo que me quedaba, like, okay, ahora sí, van todos cilindros. The midfield, la mediocampista está toda bien. Pero, ¿por qué no acaban? ¿Por qué no acaban las jugadas? Why don't they not finish?
I feel like, okay, in the first half, there's a lot of pressure about...
From Orlando?
Yeah, especially with Marta.
Okay.
They were kind of focusing on her a little bit, but then they would forget about her.
They would forget, pero, you know, están las otras que las estaban haciendo correr. Like, they were testing.
Yeah. They were testing the waters to find out where the weak spots
were. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes.
So, estaban poniendo a prueba la defensa. Y miraban, oh, okay. ¿Piensas que Marta no nos va, va a ser la única? No, acá tenemos otra. Y acá tenemos otra. So, y les tiraban de donde sea. Pero, a nosotros no, like, no acababan.
Yeah, no.
Like, our poor defense. Pero para perder a Emma Vignola,
that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Porque ya sí tenemos para suplir en la defensa ese lugar, pero Yeah, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
Siento que
I feel like the only one that can, if she does end up being like injured,
out.
like where she has to be out for a while, I think the only one I can think of that can step up is Clarice. Clarice. Because
Pero
she has done defense.
yeah.
And she has been good.
Yeah, but not that side. Like she's our mid,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Pero no, I don't.
But who would you put then?
Jasmine Spencer.
Oh yeah. It's because I see her as mid. But no,
Yeah.
yeah.
No, Jasmine Spencer can take she can take that spot. Jasmine Spencer, Jasmine Todoterreno Spencer, te puede tomar ese lugar, pero you know, no creo que te pueda aguantar los 90.
Yeah.
Y luego regresamos a lo mismo. We need someone there.
Yeah.
Y I don't know. Like, ojalá que no sea nada grave. Pero yeah, es una pérdida que se va a sentir muy gacho. Pero ya yeah, así nos llegaban las jugadas de cualquier lado. Y
I don't know what's going on.
yeah, I don't know qué está pasando con like no, Angel City no puede acabar las jugadas. Y eso es lo que nos está perjudicando a la. Y por eso digo que no sé qué están esperando los del Angel City, porque necesitan a alguien que te pueda acabar las jugadas.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're capable of it, but they're just,
Yeah.
I don't know, like I don't know why Alyssa missed so many shots.
Yeah, y también, you know, Messiah and then Clarice, está Claire
Claire,
Emsley.
yeah.
So I don't know qué es lo que está, qué es lo que falta. You know? And
Is it
because
moral support? Is it
more
confidence? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. So we had a había una jugada que era del penalty. ¿En quién crees que estaba tirando y que se estaba aventando everything? Nuestra media, Megan Doherty Howard.
Oh yeah.
So she gets the penalty y cuando miré like first, mi primer thought fue, fuck, ¿quién la va a tirar? Siempre era Savannah.
Savannah McCaskill.
I was like, God damn it, Savannah. And then so viene Claire, and I'm like, I
I
don't
thought she was gonna miss it.
yeah.
I was
Yo también
like,
estaba pensando, shit, la va a fallar.
yeah.
Todo el partido, I was like, I mean, todo el momento ese, dije, shit, ¿y la falla?
And she, well, she proved me
Well,
wrong.
yeah, y la metió. Pero te digo que el partido pasado, Claire jugó, I don't know, cansada. Y en este partido lo jugó
Bien.
muy bien. So I don't know qué es lo que pasa de un partido al otro partido.
Yeah. I think it has to do with them not playing at home.
So you're saying que sienten menos presión cuando juegan away?
No, that they feel more pressured to play away because if for the way I see it is they keep losing home games. So if they lose away games, that's just bad in general. So now they have to prove like you can't like beat us away, you
Yeah.
know? So I feel like it's a lot more pressure, like we're not gonna lose another game,
Yeah.
you know? But I mean, don't tie another game either,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, y eso fue lo que pasó en 'cause after que Angel City metió el gol, I thought que Angel City se iba a echar para atrás and was just gonna try and defend the whole game, which either way would have been really bad because the players and the subs que venían a entrar al partido, it was just like de Orlando. I was like, fuck, pues ya nos chingaron,
Yeah.
you know? Because even in the bench de Orlando venía con todo. Yo estaba tirando todo and I was just like, I hope que aguanten todo el partido. Ya que sacaron a pobre de M.A. Vignola, entró Merritt Mathias. Yo pensé que Merritt no iba a tener the same velocidad que M.A., Sí, no la tiene, pero it tiene the strategy and the defensive mind a little bit more mature mm-hmm. que Emmy Vignola. So, pudieron ahí encontrarse mm-hmm. y entenderse entre las defensas. Because esta defensa, cuando entró Merritt, it was new. Mm-hmm. Porque ellas no se... Like, ya se conocen, pero no han jugado juntas. Mm-hmm. So, I thought maybe iba a haber un disconnect ahí de todos modos. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as much.
No se sintió tanto. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Y ya empezaron a jugar, tenían el mismo ritmo, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the second half, I was like, okay, entraron todas estas. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Porque, yes, y entraron, aunque entraban con todo, and I know. Ya cuando miré cómo entraron a jugar the subs, dije, shit. Like, either A,
para meter
Angel City's better step it up and, I don't know, pull something out of a hat. Mm-hmm. Or B, van a empatar. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, y así se miraba, estaban, again, apedrando el rancho mm-hmm. de Angel City. And I was just like, shit, shit, shit. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I really want this win. Mm-hmm. And Messiah Bright ya se empezaba a mirar que ya, she wanted that goal. She wanted that goal. Pero no entraba. Nothing entraba.
Yeah.
Like, las porterías del opponent está cursed.
Yeah, I know.
Because we can't. We
just hit the post.
Yeah, the post.
Or it flies off.
Or le queda directamente
al goalie.
Al goalie. And we're like, what the?
I know.
¿Qué tienen que hacer? ¿A qué dios de fútbol les tenemos que pagar para que ya que entren los goles?
¿O quién le está haciendo brujería?
So, yeah, y ya que entró Katie Johnson. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, maybe Katie nos va a salvar. You know, mm-hmm. maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it was the opposite, porque luego Orlando conceded a corner. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. Everybody's got their person. Y viene la pelota. And someone heads it out. Y se lo dieron a los pies de Martha. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck. That was the... Like, the ¿y worst. ¿Quién estaba cubriendo a Martha?
No one.
¿Quién? And it goes... Shroom. Pero es un golazo. Mm-hmm. Y yo nada más me quedé. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, ¿quién estaba cubriendo Martha? Nadie.
No.
So, and then this happened, and then we're like, oh, pues ahora qué.
Yeah, I thought they were going to lose.
Y sabes que, yeah, I thought so too, because ya después de ese gol de Martha, dije, empezaron ahora sí a darle más y más. And I was just like, damn, nos van a meter gol y vamos a ir a casa. No, actually, no. A Kansas City, I think that's the next team. Y nos van a ganar allá mm-hmm. otra vez. And I'm like, shit. Pero luckily, se más o menos la defensa de Angel City se confió y se arregló. They're like, okay, we can't let this happen. Mm-hmm. Ya nos metieron gol. Hunker down. Let's get this. Y thank God, yeah, se quedaron and ended up tying. Mm-hmm. But at least now we have a point. Even if it's a point and it's on the road.
Yeah.
Estamos bien. Agarramos yeah. el punto. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to the next game, which is... Kansas City. So, van a ir a Kansas City a jugar. Kansas City. Mm-hmm. A jugar el sábado 2:30. Mm-hmm. And ahorita Kansas City se mira bien fuerte. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I hope que MA esté bien y se ajusten. Because mm-hmm. no pueden estar jugando así que al último nos metan gol. Mm-hmm. Que tienen que, like, get in that mindset that, you know, we have to win.
Yeah.
We have another away game. They got to come in like, we got this. we got to do this. Hopefully.
I just don't understand, like, what's going on mentally mm-hmm. with them. And, like, relationship-wise, like, between, like, them as players, like, how come they can't mesh that good? And when they do, how come there's that, there's still that disconnect?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, there's connections, but, like, throughout the game, it's, like, disconnect, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, I think they should, like, the coach debería dejar que kinda del equipo de last season, las que se conocen más a jugar mm-hmm. together. So, like, I really want to see Lilina Bet mm-hmm. play. Mm-hmm. Get her in there. Maybe así que se conocen, it'll be better. Yes, you should give a shot to the rookies. Mm-hmm. Pero también you gotta remember that your other players, the old season players, they have better chemistry.
Yeah, and I feel like if si no lo está jugando, their morale is going to start to drop.
Yeah, so hopefully a different lineup.
For Kansas City?
For especially Kansas City, because Kansas City viene jugando muy bien. Mm-hmm. So, I hope so. Mm-hmm. So, let's rate the players. You want to get the starting lineup out? Or should I get it out?
For Angelina Anderson.
So Angelina Anderson, again, está jugando muy bien.
So what, from like 1 to 5?
1 to 5.
Okay.
So Angelina Anderson for me, 4.5.
Yeah, 4.5. I feel like this second game that I've seen,
yeah,
her confidence has been the same.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's well, a little better.
It's like, it's been consistent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Gordon.
A 5.
Okay.
You?
También a 5, because she and Paige Nelson, both get a 5 for me because they're both playing lights out mm-hmm. right there. So
they saved a lot.
Yeah, they do. Saved they us. Have saved a lot. And you know who else helped out a lot there too? Megan Doherty Howard, the yes. midfielder. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that que ahí se están conectando very, very well, because that's what they need. That's mm-hmm. what that midfield needs. Okay, Allie Riley.
I get
3.5. I'm gonna say, 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there in it, but I think there was just something missing this time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. What is it that on that side, ahorita no están conectando bien Alyssa and Allie Riley?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Mm-mm. So I think if they have a better connection, it'll be even better. Mm-hmm. And maybe more goals. Maybe.
Hopefully.
MA, from the time that she was playing, she was doing really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, yes, 5 for me. And then we have Megan Doherty Howard, 5, because she was putting in that defensive, like, midfield defensive cleanup work for me.
I would say, like, a 4.8.
Okay. Amandine Henri?
Like a 4.
4? Yeah. 4 for me, too, because she was doing those plays. She was also getting in dirty to recover.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel 4. Like she's starting to slowly, like, find herself.
Yeah, ya se está encontrando. Mm-hmm. Especially now that she's getting a lot more
playtime.
Mm-hmm. So Kennedy Fuller, I didn't feel like she was in it too much for mm-hmm. this game. Mm-hmm. So
like if she played kind of scared.
Yeah.
I got that feeling like she didn't want to step on any toes.
Yeah, like lo sentía como que jugó a little bit con un poco de miedo. Mm-hmm. So y no se veía para nada. Mm-hmm. So I would say maybe like a 3.
I was saying a 3.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Claire Emsley.
I would say a 4.
4? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yo también un 4. She was better. Mm-hmm. Jugó mucho mejor que la semana pasada, so un 4.
Yeah.
And then we have Messiah Bright. Messiah Bright. See, that's the thing. Que no sé por qué se están perdiendo the strikers.
Well, okay.
Because last week, Sidney LaRue también no se miró para nada, the strikers. I don't know what's going on with the strikers position.
I feel like the strikers have also been doing a lot of the defending. Like, se pierden trying to control the middle, and the middle se pierden trying to control the defense. Yeah. You know, because I'm pretty sure we're all tired of getting scored on, but,
yeah,
you know, I feel like some of them are, like, all the way in the end, like, all the way where the defense is at, and then when the ball's heading towards forwards, like, now they have to run their asses back to the front.
Yeah.
Know?
So, but, yeah. Yeah, y eso es lo que siento que está pasando. So, I think that's why decía que maybe Kennedy Fuller wasn't the right choice, especially for this team versus Orlando. Yeah, you could see que Messiah was going for it every single time, pero it just felt like she was missing.
But okay, what would you rate her?
3.5.
Okay, yeah. I would say, yeah, 3.5.
And then Alyssa Thompson?
I would give her like a 3.
3.5. Alyssa siento que le va a pasar lo que le pasó a Mel Pugh. Que le está poniendo toda la pressure a ella.
Yeah, but
Como que está jugando así, con un chingo de presión.
Well, that, but then I also feel like there was opportunities she could have passed the ball, because clearly Bright and Emslie were open in some of the shots, and she decided to take them.
Yeah.
When two were already on her, about to block her.
Yeah, and that's the thing, que siento que a lo mejor maybe ella está sintiendo. Yeah, she has to do all the plays, and that's why she doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I see it, porque siento que se está haciendo muy egoísta con la pelota.
That's where I was going to go, but I was like, I don't want to step on any toes. Pero, yeah, like, if you want the team to, you know, improve, you need to be able to bring down your ego and give the ball to people that are open when a goal is, you know, when there's an opportunity for the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's also one of the things que está pasando. Que, like, I don't know, like, no se están acomodando bien, and then,
like, there's too much ball hogging.
Yeah, yeah. So I think eso es lo que tienen que be like, okay, suéltenla, suéltenla, por favor.
Yeah.
Porque también a veces se nota mucho eso que los están, they're just holding the ball, they're thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
And, pero también eso es lo que hace que se pierdan the striker position, because we have strikers, but they're not finishing. So how are we supposed to get those goals if they're not finishing?
Yeah,
you know. So I hope que they do a different lineup, especially in the middle. Maybe they give Kennedy Fuller. I really hope her name is Kennedy, because I don't know why I think it is, but I hope they give Fuller the night and maybe come in for the second half. And we have a more familiar midfield.
Yeah.
Que se conozcan mejor. Like, dejen a Fuller descansar un partido, y quiero ver cómo se mira la media con las tres jugadoras que se conocen más.
Yeah.
And the delanteras, I still think maybe es más peligroso con Messiah, Alyssa, and someone else on that side.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't know cómo va a salir este el partido de Kansas.
Claire. If it remains the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
¿Quién sabe si se va a regresar a la jugadora que era en el primer partido, o va a jugar igual que el partido de contra Orlando? So, I don't know. Yo prefiero, like, someone else on that spot. But the thing is, like, esa posición was mainly used by Junendo.
Yeah.
And Junendo's out. So, I don't know. Yeah. We need a dedicated killer as a striker.
But you got to build that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see giving the opportunities, but I mean, they're putting us very, very, very low.
Yeah.
But in terms of the whole game, I will be honest. I don't think Alyssa should have been player of the match.
Yeah.
It should have been either Angelina Anderson or Paige or Gordon.
Yeah, because, you know, actually, no, I would have gone for Megan Doherty Howard.
Yeah.
Because she was doing, ella estaba haciendo el trabajo defensively, but in the middle, and she was picking up and trying to block every call, every ball. So, también, ella se le merecía eso, la de player of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Doherty Howard, because she was doing everything in the middle. She was picking up, she was cleaning it up, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we still need someone that can
continue it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Que te la reparta enfrente.
To the place.
Yeah. So, eso es lo que necesitamos, un playmaker.
Well, yes, because everybody's getting lost trying to defend instead of attack.
Yeah.
You know?
And cuando atacas de los lados,
mm-hmm.
pero no tienes a alguien aquí.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
What's happening now? Yeah.
Es lo mismo. So, yeah, necesitan un playmaker and a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Striker. And I think that'll solve a lot of the issues with Angel City.
Yeah. Either that or they got to figure something out. Like, make it work with what they have and improve it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. ¿Qué está pasando?
¿Qué está pasando? So, let's hope que next week it's a little better. Mm-hmm. Pero Kansas City viene jugando muy bien. So, let's hope we can get in there.
I know. I really hope so, too. But I am enjoying watching Angelina play.
Yeah. It was a good change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
A good change. And I'm excited to see a ver que just the new lineup. Mm-hmm. That's what I want a change. So hopefully lo mira Becky Tweed.
Mm-hmm.
Y hace un cambio.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, I mean,
vamos a seguir haciendo lo mismo que van a tener ese mismo problema si no,
if they don't change it.
Yeah, si no hacen un cambio.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, thanks for joining us for this week's episode.
It's a little shortcut, but
it's a little short.
Oh, yeah, short.
No, it's like shortcut.
Sorry.
Short. But that's how we see it a little bit just for today.
Yeah, for that game.
I think Angel City still needs a bit more help in the middle and forwards. But we shall see. A ver qué cambios hace for next week.
Yeah. A ver cómo nos va.
A ver cómo nos va. Y ojalá que ganen.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you on next Monday.
Next Monday's game. I mean, next Monday's. You get me.
Next Monday's episode. And this time we'll probably have Maye back.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get better.
Yes.
We'll see you guys next week.
Take care.
Bye. Toodaloo.